At Homeowner Experience Real Estate, we are not your typical real estate agency. Our detailed market watch, step-by-step processes, and technical backgrounds help our team support your unique Silicon Valley real estate needs. Our business philosophy is to provide step-by-step guidance and empower you to make informed, fact-based decisions. We have proven to be experts at modern digital marketing. Call today for an initial consultation or visit our free reports page for resources, videos, and market updates. Experience the difference with our local market expertise.
Are you thinking about buying a house and are wondering what steps you need to take care of before buying a house? Well, stay tuned because we're going to talk about that today. Hi, I'm Teresa Wellman, your San Jose local California realtor with homeownerexperience.com. Today, I'm going to talk about the steps that you should consider before buying a house so that you are informed and prepared through the entire process. The first step is to research the local market and the home buying process. I want you to understand what market is in the current area you're looking. Is it a home buyer's market or is it a competitive seller's market? These are going to affect the timeline and the process that you go through in order to buy a house. The second thing is I want you to understand the steps once you've found the house to close escrow or to go through the process of buying a house. And part of all of that is understanding the timeline. Most home buyers, once they're financially ready and pre-approved, take 1 to 6 months to find that house and get their keys. The second step is to take a serious look at your finances and credit score. Are you spending too much money on maybe not important things and need to be saving more down payment or saving more for expenses of buying a home or moving into a home? Consider checking out your finances with Mint.com to get an idea of where you're spending and some areas maybe you can save. Another really important step is to go to something such as FreeCreditReport.com to search your credit. Do you have great credit, good credit, excellent credit? Those numbers are really important in the process of applying for a home mortgage. The third step is to really understand where you can afford to live and where you would like to live and finding out where your sweet spot's going to be. Consider your commute time to your job versus type of home that you want. Real estate is a long-term financial decision and it provides you some stability. So you've got to consider many factors to make sure you're making the right decision. The fourth step is to find an experienced real estate agent in the area that you're targeting. You might find them by looking online or visiting open houses briefly, but it's really important to interview them and ask them about their experience and how they serve their clients so that you're making an informed decision and choosing the right agent for you. Step number 5 is to get pre-approved with the lender. It's really important to get a real actual pre-approval, not just a pre-qualification, but an actual pre-approval that takes away the risk and concern of whether you will have a mortgage or not and helps you set the actual budget for your purchase. Now, you want to pick a lender that you're comfortable with in many aspects. They are going to be a great advisor for you, picking the right loan program, understanding if the finances are what your maximum price point is, as well as maybe what your comfort level is and what the trade-offs are in those different areas. Your realtor can give you some suggestions, as well as consider talking to your current bank, because places that you keep your money lots of times will give you some extra perks or savings for doing a home loan with them. Step number 6 is understanding the details of the home that you want, the ones that you really need, and some features that you just want, and then things that you absolutely do not want. It's really important to communicate with your realtor those exact features so your realtor can help you understand the realistic picture of your budget and the features that you need and help you figure out and narrow down a neighborhood. It's also really important because home shopping can be quite an emotional process, and you want to make sure those must-have items are on your list before you make an offer. Check out the link below to download wants and needs checklist to help you go through this process. Step number 7 is to understand what it takes to make a really solid offer. It's really important, especially in a competitive seller's market, to have a full, complete offer package. And if it's a house you really want, you want to make sure you're prepared when the right house is found. And the last step of research I recommend before you do your home shopping is to understand what inspections are necessary for your area that you plan to move to, that you're targeting to buy. It's really important to understand what potential issues or maintenance you have when you're looking at a property. Of course, you're going to want a general property inspection and a roof inspection as well. Once you've got a handle on all of those steps, You can get serious with your home shopping to help identify that perfect property for you. And now I wanted to briefly cover the common mistakes that home buyers make so you can be sure to avoid them. The first one is home buyers go out shopping without being pre-approved for a loan. If you find a house and you fall in love and it meets all your criteria, but you are not pre-approved, you won't be able to buy that house. And the second common mistake is to go out shopping for a home without a committed agent. Do you know how much a realtor costs? It actually costs you nothing. It's a great secret because they're going to add a lot of value for you and help you get that property when you find the right one. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more San Jose Silicon Valley real estate tips with you. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. If you'd like to see market charts and hear more updates on the San Jose local market, please visit Teresa Wellman Realtor Homeowner Experience YouTube channel. The link is below. Once an engineer, always an engineer. I love stats and data and hope you find my 16 plus years of experience insightful and valuable. Get more step-by-step home purchase and sale information on my website at homeownerexperience.com. There you will find several blogs, updates each month, market stats for specific neighborhoods in San Jose, and other detailed information on schools and neighborhoods. My goal is to provide exceptional real estate service above and beyond the norm, so check out homeownerexperience.com. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, your local San Jose realtor, serving the western and southern sections of San Jose and the city of Campbell. Visit the Contact Us page on my website to set up your 15-minute initial strategy call.